Are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm your host, Willa Kammer, and this is a space for bold conversations on building your high-caliber personal brand, scaling your online business, and leading with purpose. Here we dive into the strategies, systems, and stories behind today's most magnetic entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and creators, alongside world-class experts in sales and marketing, performance, mindset, and leadership. Together, we'll dive deep into what it takes to build a premium personal brand that not only stands out, but is good business. From camera confidence to software systems and brand authority to life alignment, each episode is designed to spark clarity and fuel your next level. As a single mompreneur and movement maker, my mission is to help you not just build a brand and business, but to craft a life and legacy on fire. I asked you before and I'll ask you again, are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? If so, tune in and let's dive in. Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm Willa Kammerer. Today, we're talking about how to command the room, influence others, and build unshakable confidence. And to have that conversation, we are joined by my friend, Hollywood actor, inspirational leader, and all-around stand-up guy, Colin Egglesfield. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Willa.
So Colin, I've heard you speak a few times and, you know a little bit about your backstory. You know, when our viewers, you know, are watching this episode, they might see this, you know, really confident guy, but, you know, from
what I understand. Oh yeah, super confident. That's me.
What I understand, you know, that hasn't always been how you've shown up. Can you walk us a little through your backstory and, you know, what led you to where you are today?
Yeah, I mean, my story, and I've said this quite a bit, I never thought I'd find myself in Hollywood doing TV shows and movies. You know, my background, I've been working in Hollywood in the entertainment industry for the past 25 years. And I kind of fell into it because growing up in a small little town outside of Chicago, I was planning on going to medical school. And I always had this dream of like traveling and seeing the world, but I just didn't really know what that would look like. And I think sometimes we find ourselves in a situation in our life where we know that there's more out there. There's something that we may not have discovered yet and that we're capable of doing more. I just didn't know what that looked like at 20 years old in college. And I randomly heard on the radio about come to the Model Search America, the Davenport Holiday Inn. And so I went to this thing and then graduated. And before you knew it, I was in Milan, Italy, doing runway shows for Giorgio Armani and Versace. And then I ended up in New York City and they started sending me on some commercial auditions that required no acting whatsoever. And so I started going to some of these things. I started booking these auditions and my agent said, have you ever thought about doing TV and film? And growing up in school, I always was just, you know, intimidated of getting up in front of the class to give like a book report or I tried doing a couple of plays growing up because my sister was really into theater. But every time I tried that, just getting out in front of a group of people, I just would start to hyperventilate. And it just was not a comfortable experience. And I just felt like, well, that's just the way it is. And so I'm just going to focus on things in life that don't require me to be in front of people. But I realized as I got older that that was limiting. And I met other people who were just, it was very comfortable for them to get up in front of an audience. So like, if I were to ask you growing up, were you comfortable getting up in front of audiences? Is it something that you liked? Or was it natural for you?
No, not at all. Same kind of hyperventilating, okay. Like raise the hand in English class and kind of like just that feeling. And honestly, yeah. I mean, still today, if you would ask me, but I think it's like, I feel like it's this kind of like experience of just, it's a muscle, right?
It is. And what I learned when my agent said, have you ever thought about taking an acting class, maybe just to see if you like it? I was like, sure, why not? And what was great about this was that when I jumped into this acting class, it was the first time that I realized that if you just learn some frameworks of like, you know, there's when it comes to getting up in front of an audience, first of all, you've got to know your content, you got to know your lines. But once you memorize the lines and you know what to say, then that takes some of the pressure off because you know what you're there to do. You know what story as an actor, you have to analyze the script. And we do this analysis of understanding what story are you telling? What character are you constructing that needs to be that character to fulfill the role that you're playing? And so I started to realize that by constructing the character that I needed to play, to tell the story that I was meant to tell, I realized that you could do this in your own life. So, and it translates really well to anyone in any circumstance, whether you're in business or whether you're in a relationship. And so I just started getting more confident being around people and being able to articulate and communicate more about who I was. And so I would recommend an acting class to anyone because it helps you get out of your comfort zone. And like you said, a lot of it is just the reps of getting up in front of an audience. And a big part of it too is learning to let go of the need to be perfect. And with acting class, we do exercises. And this is what I do with some of my clients because I teach a lot of this, these non-acting stagecraft techniques to business owners and speakers and coaches. Because a lot of the times you may be great at what you do as a coach, and you may want to grow a speaking business. It took me a good 5 to 8 years to learn some of these strategies and techniques to feel comfortable enough to start booking professional acting work. And so how can you expect someone who's never really learned some of the techniques of, you know, camera angles and lighting and where to move and how to move on a stage and how to connect energetically with someone, because communication isn't just about the words that you say. It's about tuning into someone's energy and really starting to understand what is called subtext. And subtext is the thought underneath the words that you're actually saying. So this is what I teach in my Beyond Impact communication classes. And I help speakers and coaches and executives get ready for keynotes and that sort of thing. So that's where I find myself. I'm still acting. I'm still, I'm now starting to produce my own movies. But in between all of this stuff, I love to share a lot of these things, these techniques and insights that have helped me overcome my fear of being in front of audiences and being in front of the camera to other people who I see are struggling with the same thing. And what I say is, you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to stay in this place where you feel like you're not comfortable in front of the camera or in front of audiences. Because a lot of it is just some training.
Yeah. And kind of keep telling yourself that same story. And I love, you said something really important, which is, you know, kind of like letting go of the perfection.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, I think so often that we can, you know, think that confidence or even, you know, influencing others or, you know, being inspirational, that it's something that, you know, you have to kind of figure out how to, it's something outside in, you mm-hmm. know, versus inside out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of, you know, what you share, what I've heard you share is this experience of, kind of integration and
yeah.
congruence with kind of getting comfortable with mm-hmm. aligning, you know, what's on the inside and letting that come on the outside and having that kind of be the vehicle
yeah.
for connecting. If you want to expand on that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, a lot of it is blending who you are, what is unique and authentic about you, and then blending that with what is your message and what are you trying to communicate to your audience. So, you know, when we train as actors to go into an audition, you know, casting director, when they're casting for a TV show or a movie, they're usually seeing, you know, anywhere between 200 to 400 actors for the role. And each actor, they all have the same script, but I've been on the other side where an actor will walk in the room and every single person will deliver the line differently. So it's all about not trying to be like anyone else. It's really getting connected with who you are and what I like to do is I help people identify what their three core values are. And by choosing what your core values are, this is where the confidence comes in, because when you choose who you need to be or who you want to be in service of the message that you're telling or the story that you're telling, that's going to make a difference in someone else's life, in your audience's life, what problem do you solve, then it gives you some leverage in the feeling or the sense of purpose. And you're not just showing up hoping that people like you or hoping that you don't screw up. You're basically showing up on a mission so that when you start to speak your words, you're not just speaking the words of what you're trying to articulate or communicate. You're showing up, like you said, fully integrated in mind, body, and spirit. So what we do with the training that I do and what I work with my clients and what we do in acting class is we get up and we move around and we use the space. We do a lot of different exercises that help us get out of our heads and into our hearts, because this is where we really connect and communicate effectively and deeply with people. And a lot of it is just getting out of the idea of trying to do it right And once you start to practice in this space, because it does take a little bit of time, but much like I say, when a Broadway actor is preparing to be on Broadway, it takes about 6 weeks for them to rehearse, to get ready to be on Broadway. And so my course is a 6-week program that helps you essentially rehearse, get connected to who you are, what your unique values are, how to integrate it with your message, and then how is that message going to impact or make a difference in whoever it is that you're serving, so that when you show up, you're not just thinking about it, it's just who you are. And then in that space, you can just be fully present and have the freedom to just look around, and you'll notice in an audience who's resonating and who might be a little confused with it. And that way you can just be able to dial in and communicate to each of the individual people that you're communicating with.
Yeah, I love that. And I feel like even just in my own experience, you know, when I'm able to feel that kind of greater mission and tap into something beyond myself, and it's not about yourself.
It's beyond a higher mission.
A higher mission. And then it just takes away that kind of like self-consciousness. You're able to like tap into that energy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of it is just getting out of your own way.
Yeah.
And unlearning a lot of the things that we've learned, because, you know, growing up, we get told a lot about who we are. You know, I grew up in the South Side of Chicago, so I'm a Midwesterner. I was the middle child. So we start to take on these stories of who we think we are or who we are told we are. You know, I went to this
school. I'm not a good speaker. I'm not confident.
So it happened once that I threw up on stage, and now that's something that I'm going to avoid forever. So we start to tell ourselves that, well, this is who I am. I'm just the quiet one. And based on, you know, what religion you grew up in, or who your parents were, what school you went to, a lot of the times we get told who we are. But what happens with that, much like when an actor is miscast in a role that they're not meant to be playing, I think we can only do that for so long. And when we're younger, we try to fit in. So we try to play that role. But at a certain point, we start to realize that this is not authentic to who I am. And so this is what I help people do, is get really intimately and clearly connected to who they are and what is their purpose in life. And then from there, we start to think about, well, what story do you want to tell? I call it your legacy impact story. And so if you think about 80 years, you know, when you're 80 years old, or, you know, towards the golden years of your life, if you were to look back at the totality of your life and what you did, your family that you raised, the career that you had, what kind of story do you want to be proud to have told? Do you want to have told an inspirational story that you always faced difficult things and difficult challenges, and you went towards them head on, and you figured out a way to transform that challenge? Or do you want to be known as someone who always ran away, or who was afraid, or who was afraid to make that difficult decision? Were you someone who were not authentic to yourself and stayed in a relationship that didn't serve you for too long? Because the worst thing in life is regret. And so I help people get intimately connected to the urgency of why we need to make decisions now. I'm a 3-time cancer survivor, so I've faced these decisions of, you know, am I even going to be around in the next few months? So when you get, you know, when you're facing those kinds of situations in life, life gets pretty clear pretty quickly in terms of, what is my purpose? What do I want to do while I'm here? And what is the legacy impact story that I want to tell? Because when we are on purpose and we are in motion, like you are, because I see a lot of what you're doing, it's very intentional, it's inspiring, it's lit up. And this is where people like yourself are inspirational. And when people are on purpose, they radiate this energy of what we call that it quality. Heard that in Hollywood. And I think some people think that only movie stars have that it quality, but everyone has the ability to radiate that it quality, which is essentially when you're living life on purpose, you're living authentically, you're living with integrity, you're on mission, and you know that who you are is making a difference in someone else's life.
Yeah. And to me, thank you. I think that comes, you know, when you see that, when you feel that, that comes from that alignment, that, you know, that letting go of the strings of the shoulds, you know, and starting to, you know, let life unfold, you know, to its highest, truest potential, you know, of your, you know, inner letting your inner compass guide versus, you know, these external forces. But I think that, you know, there are so many shoulds in society, you know, as we grow up and as we, you know, get conditioned over the years. So it's scary to, you know, kind of tap into your own pathway, but at the same time,
and let go of some of these beliefs or traditions. And that's why we see a lot of the times people literally feel stuck in their life because they've known themselves to be a certain way their whole life. And a lot of this is self-identity. So it's like, well, if I'm not this story that I've been telling myself that I'm the quiet one or I'm the people pleaser, then it can be scary to then take on a new role per se of who you want to be. But the thing is, our soul and our intuition is always nudging us, you know, whether we like it or
and
not.
And I think we've both lived on both sides of it. And guys, life is better on the other side. It really, really, really is.
It doesn't mean it's less scary or less, you know, easy, or that it is easier. But what it does is, you know, life is difficult, however way you look at it, or however you choose to live life. Whatever we do, whether it's we all have to make a living. We all, you know, most of us desire to raise a family. A lot of this stuff in life is not easy, but the way I look at it is, why do something in life that is difficult, that doesn't serve you, that's not aligned with who you really are? Because the last thing I think anyone wants to do is to regret missing out on opportunities that they could have or should have taken when they were younger and they just didn't, for fear of failing. I hear that all the time. Well, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work?
Or what will people think
of
me? And having lived that feeling of like trying to shove down my heart, you know, in a marriage that wasn't serving me. It's an exhausting way to live, to constantly also feel like you have to kind of construct this identity around yourself that is not, you know. So I do want to, you know, dig a little bit deeper into your personal story, because I feel like, you know, everything you've lived through, you were there, you know, on 9/11, you have survived cancer 3 times, you know, that everything that we're talking about here, I would love to, you know, hear how you feel that has shaped, you know, your mission and how you also lead others today.
Yeah, like I was saying, you know, I would never wish cancer or any health challenge on anyone, but, you know, obviously, it's, you know, things happen in life where we face challenges. Like you said, I did live through 9/11. I was living across the street from it. And that morning when I woke up, saw people hanging out of the towers and saw people jumping out. And after the second plane hit, I ran downstairs and I just was watching people just having to make that horrendously difficult decision of jumping out of a building from 1,000 feet up in the air. And after that, the first tower fell down, I was one of the people that was running down the street. And it was a few days before I could get back into my apartment. When I did, my windows were blown in, so my place was destroyed. So a National Guard soldier walked me up and said, you have 10 minutes to put whatever you can put into a suitcase. And then I had to leave. And at this point, it's like being homeless and just going through that horrendous experience. The one thing I just was present to was being grateful to still be alive. And from that place, I think it's important, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter whatever it is that you're facing, we can all be grateful for something in our life. And I think that's the place where, if we want to make some change or move forward in life, starting from a place of gratitude is the leverage to at least take that first step. And from there, I started to think about, okay, I've been playing this role my whole life of doing what I thought I was supposed to be doing. I'm now in New York City taking acting classes. I was supposed to go to medical school. What would it be like if I told my parents that I wanted to go out to Hollywood to pursue this crazy idea of being a professional actor? But at that moment, I was like, I was lucky to be alive. And I realized that the most important thing in life is to be authentic to yourself. And one of my first acting teachers, she said, the most important thing you can do for yourself is to honor yourself, honor your intuition, honor your authentic beliefs, because that's the way that you're going to learn in life about making or moving towards the thing that you are meant to be doing in life and towards your purpose. And of course, you're going to get feedback along the way, and it's going to pivot. You know, you may not end up exactly where you want to be, but along the way, you're going to learn, you're going to meet people. And along the way, I just kept meeting people, and the circumstances of the acting and my acting career, it just kept feeling right. Mm-hmm. It felt intuitively that this is where I'm supposed to be. And that's why, like you said earlier, it's more about looking inward and checking in with yourself.
And I think it's a continual practice. I think, you know, alignment, congruence, whatever we call it, it's not a destination that you reach. It's like a continued practice of continuing to tune in. And as you said, kind of course correct. And, you know, it's not going to be right every single day, but, you know, those kind of serendipitous, you know, I think when you follow that inner compass, things happen in your life, connections, you know, just like, you're like, is this even my life? And it is, because you're following.
Well, I think what people call serendipitous is when two people are aligned and on their paths.
Yeah.
And I like to call it a cosmic connection.
Kismet, whatever you.
Yeah. And so I think when we're aligned with our purpose, we can definitely feel like we, you know, it's not easy, but if we check in with ourselves, instead of looking for outside approval or validation, every time I just kept checking back in with myself, I was like, this is where I'm meant to be. And as nervous as I am, because we're always going to have our physical body's going to react to whatever environment we are in. We're going to be nervous. Like I still get nervous before I do a TV show or a movie, and I don't care who you are, A-list actors and even the best keynote speakers out there still get some nervous energy. And this is our bodies physically telling us that this is our soul waking up and doing its soul's work. And our physical body, this is where we've got to make sure that we are maintaining our health and wellness, so that when we do show up, that we're not necessarily listening to our bodies for whether or not we should move forward or not. Because our bodies are always going to be up and down, and our emotions and our hormones are always going to be wonky.
Yeah.
And this is why it's important to do things like meditation and working out and just eating right and eating healthy, so that we are maintaining the best physical well-being, so that when we do show up, we're allowing our sole purpose to be able to just flow through this vessel, so to speak, so that we're not necessarily basing our decisions on how we are feeling physically, because then your life is a real roller coaster. So it's really just getting connected to, again, who you really are, what you're really meant to do, knowing that you're going to be facing challenges in life that are going to activate you physically. But when we start to learn how to deal with some of the physical sensations of what it means to be in front of a camera or in front of an audience, once your body starts to realize that it's not going to die, that this is not a dangerous situation, that's when the fun and the magic can happen.
Thinking about it as kind of excitement rather than this, you know, great.
Same physiological response.
Yeah. Well, Colin, I have loved this conversation. We could go on and on, but we'll have to do a part two at some point. Where can our listeners find you and learn more about all of your work?
Yeah. So if you're interested in learning more about what I do and how I could potentially help you and serve you with what you're doing to get your message out there and become more confident in front of audiences in the camera, you can go to my website, colineglesfield.com. I'm on Instagram. I'm pretty active there at Colin Egglesfield. And I've got all kinds of programs going on. I've got my Inspire course going on right now, which is all about it's a 6-week virtual boot camp where it helps you rewrite the story of your life. So if you're not happy where you're at, or if you're feeling stuck, if you feel like you need a little motivation, we meet on Sundays and I give you, it's a workbook. It's essentially a script where you get to write out what your act one is, what your act two is, what your act three is. What is that plot twist in the middle of act two that a lot of people will run away from, whereas your favorite actors in your favorite TV shows and movies will run towards the challenge instead of away from it. And then during this process, you start to realize who you get to choose to be in the process of becoming the type of person that is brave and courageous and able to fulfill on their sole purpose instead of running away from it. And then at the very end, I have people do their Oscar speech. So on Zoom, we dress up in our Oscar best.
Love that.
And then I host the virtual Oscars, and then you get to say what you win the Oscar for. So you would win the Oscar for best coach that helps people launch and scale and fulfill on their dreams. So that's what you would be winning the Oscar for.
Thank you.
And someone else may be winning the Oscar for best mom or best brother. And so essentially you help them get attached to that future vision of who they are that inspires them, that leads them into an inspired future so that it helps create that momentum to get started. So
I love that. Well, thank you so much for everything. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. Check out, we'll have all of Colin's info and accounts linked at thefirestarterpodcast.com. You can find us on YouTube under Willa Kammerer at the Firestarter Podcast. Please subscribe if you enjoyed what you heard today, and also check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, please leave us a review. It goes a long way in helping others tune into more conversations like this. So thanks so much for joining us, and we will see you on the next episode. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. If this episode sparked something for you, I would love to stay connected. Please be sure to subscribe to the Firestarter Podcast on YouTube on my channel, Willa Kammerer. Leaving a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify goes such a long way in helping this message reach more people who are ready to step into their next level brand, business, and life. Head over to willakammerer.com for show notes, resources, behind-the-scenes insights, and ways to work with me and my team. Also, I'd love to connect on Instagram and LinkedIn at Willa Kammerer. That's K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you for being here, for choosing growth and the courage to build something meaningful. Until next time, keep trusting yourself, taking bold action, and living like the fire starter that you are.